is a Fox News alert. A pair of shootings in California. I'm Lee Silasera. Seven people have died. At least one person is hurt in the two shootings in the Northern California town of Half Moon Bay. One shooting happened at a mushroom farm, the other at a trucking company. The suspect, Zhao Chun Lee, is in custody.
Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus, Half Moon Bay is about 30 miles south of San Francisco. The motive for the shooting is not yet known. This coming just days after a mass shooting in Monterey Park in Southern California, where 11 people died.
Armed with what the Los Angeles County Sheriff describes as a magazine-fed semi-automatic assault pistol. Police say Hu Can Tran first targeted the Star Studio before heading to a second ballroom in nearby Alhambra. There, two people wrestled the gun away and the suspect fled. Hours later, police say Tran shot himself as they approached the white van they were searching for based on witness descriptions. Inside, investigators found evidence linking Tran to the shootings.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Monterey Park. Investigators say Tran had been arrested before for illegally owning a gun. They say after a search of his home, they found a rifle, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and they say he appeared to be making gun silencers. A motive for the shooting is not yet known. Des Moines, Iowa police say an 18-year-old man's been charged in this afternoon's killing of two teenagers at an alternative educational program for at-risk youth. Preston Walls is charged with two counts of murder and one count of attempted murder in the shooting. It starts right here. Two teens, an 18-year-old male and a 16-year-old male, were killed. The program's founder, 49-year-old William Holmes, a rapper who goes by the stage name Will Keeps, was injured. Police say the suspect was on supervised release on a gun charge and had removed his ankle bracelet before going into the school. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As egg prices are on the rise, one group wants a federal investigation.
The price of eggs at the grocery store only keeps going up, 138% in December from a year ago. With the average at $4.25 a dozen, many going for $6, $7, $8. Now a farm group's calling on the Federal Trade Commission to look into signs of price gouging at the top egg company. Farm Action notes that Calmain Foods controls 20% of the egg market. It's reporting record sales while blaming avian flu for decreased egg supply nationwide, driving up prices. Egg supply was down 29% in December, but Calmain's profits were up over 600% for the quarter.
Fox's Therese Crowley. Avian flu has killed nearly 58 million chickens and turkeys since the beginning of last year. Last year's shortage of baby formula after Abbott Labs shut down a factory due to contamination is still being felt today.
A new analysis out that shows one in four families with an infant say they still struggle to find the formula they need. And we talked to one mom from New Jersey. She's outraged. And this is in New Jersey, where that's not even in the top 20 of states with parents reporting they still struggle to find formula. The worst states, Stuart, right now, according to Help Advisor, Mississippi, Kansas, West Virginia, Nebraska, and Arizona. The Department of Justice is now taking action. It's launching a criminal investigation into conduct at Abbott Laboratories' Michigan plant.
Lydia Hu with Fox Business. A company spokesperson says they're cooperating with the DOJ investigation. Streaming service Spotify says it's cutting 6% of its workforce, or about 600 jobs. CEO Daniel Ek announced the restructuring in a message to employees that was also posted online. He said the company's operating costs last year grew at double its revenue growth and that it tried hard to rein in costs, but it simply hasn't been enough. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.